All right, so let's continue in Ayin Ches Amud Beis. So he goes like, so Tosfos like this. So the case we were dealing with yesterday is Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Mishnah of Karov Lo, and Karov Lo has to do with Shmira, correct? So Tosos, all the Rishonim are bothered with the case of the Mechza al Mechza. So let's take the case of Shneim Ein Yecholin. Okay. So it's difficult. I mean, just the pshat is difficult.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
About Mechza al Mechza. So yeah. I was trying to understand the difference.
So. Yeah, so what does it mean over here? So in other words, if it's Karov Lo and not Karov Lo, then what? Then it's no good. And if it's Karov Lo and not Karov Lo, it's completely good. But what's the Mechza Mechza case? So he has two cases. Either they can both be Shomer the Get, or neither one can be Shomer the Get. But what does it mean neither one can be Shomer the Get? Why should that be worse than if she can't be shown with the get and he can be shown with the get? If she can be if he can and she can't, then it's not a get at all. So how come if they neither one can, it's a suffix? What's the suffix? I mean, it already has the we already know that she can't be shown with it, and if it's her shmira that's required, so what's the difference if it's her shmira is incapable of doing it when he can be Shomer, or if her Shmir is incapable of doing it when he can be, when he can't be Shomer? It's counterintuitive. Because he can do less, that makes the get more valid. Another point is he's irrelevant in this picture. All we need to know really is her. And if she can't be Shomer, in either case, it should be nothing. So that's what Tosfos explains. Pirish, Ein Yecholim L'Shomro. What does it mean, Ein Yecholim Shneim Ein Yecholim? It means, Ein Yecholim L'Shomro Kol Echad Levado El L'Shneim Yachad. So Tosfos explains that the meaning, you have to say something like this. So what does it mean, Shneim Ein Yecholim? It means neither one can do it alone, but they can secure the get together. So now they're equally positioned in terms of the shmiras haget. So that's considered the suffix. And they have the two cases of suffix. Either when they can each do it independently, or they can only do it together. Okay? They can only do it together. Aval im ein yicholim l'shomro klal pshita deinim igreshes klal kol ikra. But if they can't watch it at all, even if she can't watch it at all, and he can't watch it at all, it certainly is no good. If neither one of them, Shneim Ein Yecholim L'Shomro has to mean that they can, but they can watch it together. If it meant neither one of them, or together, it's impossible for them to guard it at all, then of course there's no Gershon. Okay? Okay, so the Ramban says, where is it? So he says, Zui Shomru Migresha Shneem, Zui Shomru Migresha Shneem Ein. Okay, Kaven Shain he yichol l'shomro amay miskareshes. Temahu, Kaven Shain he yichol l'shomro amay miskareshes. Okay. Ubetosus mefare shneem ein yichol l'shomro kol echa b'fnei atzmo. That's what it means. Neither one on his own. Aval shneem b'yachad yichol l'shomro. Doesn't make sense. He doesn't like Tosfos' answer. Shekaven she davar tali b'shmira kol mokom she tzorach ha-baal ogid bo. That's his question. V'hi ein emigureshes. So it's similar to the case of Ogid. It's similar to the case that we had before, where it's in both of their rishus. It's half and half. He's saying, what's the difference? In other words, why should it be a suffix if she needs him for the Shemira? Right? One second. Why should it be considered a suffix if she needs him for the Shemira? But listen carefully. Kevan she'adavar tolei b'shmira. In other words, now what are we doing? What's the Ramban learning? He's learning that Rabbi Yochanan is holding that because of the shmad or whatever the situation was, they made a din that shmira is kona. That shmira gives you the identity of your chatzer, the shmira. Okay. So now Shmira becomes the mechanism of the Kinyan. So if Shmira is the mechanism of the Kinyan, so now the fact that she needs him for her Shmira it makes it Ogid Bey. That's exactly Ogid Bey. That she needs him for her Kinyan. So that's not a good get at all. Right? Okay. Now, it's Ogud Bey is a psul, because
you
said...
because it's still tied to him.
It's still tied to him. As long as the get is still tied to him, so then that's considered Ogud Bey. And Sefer Krisus requires a Nesina that's completely independent of him.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of our main requirements. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to tell me that Shmira is the mechanism of the Kinyan over here. Shmira is what makes the place Roy for her Kenyan, and now she only has a Shmira with him, so that's Ogud Bey. He's an essential component now in her Tfisa on the Get, so that's a problem of the Get being tied to him, and it lacks in the Sina. It's not a suffix, it's completely nothing. Right? It's a powerful question. Right? Okay. Ve'ef she lefareish shnehem einan yuchom l'shomro. Vehu b'soch dalad amashelah. Ah, that is a clever answer. Maybe you'll say that what's the case? It's within her dalad amos. So in terms of the din of dalad amos, it's hers. But what? So therefore, lefikach megureshes. V'kevin she'ein yichol lishmar ain't a megureshes. So maybe you'll say it means that what? It doesn't have to do with him anymore. It doesn't have to do with him anymore. Right? He's taking a different answer completely. That all it means is it's in her dalet amos, but she can't be shomer the get. So it's going to be under two different frameworks. There's the framework of Dalet Amos would say it's good, and the framework of Shmira would say it's no good. So that's Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes. He says V'gamze ain oklum, but this is nonsense. This is nothing. So he doesn't like it. He leaves off with no answer. Amazing Ramban. He doesn't like Tosa's answer because he's learning. You have to understand the conceptual point. What he doesn't like about Tosfos is because he's learning Shmira is now considered like the Lekicha. Shmira is now considered the Maisa of the Kinyan. I don't know if he's learning it's a din in the Karka or whatever it is, but he's learning Shmira is now the mechanism. So if they're together in the mechanism, that's Ogud Bey. So then he's trying to work it out. No, so maybe you'll say that it's good from one framework and not good from another. If you go in the Dalet Amos framework, it's good. But in the Shmira framework, it's no good. But he doesn't like it because that's a big ukimta. Where does it say anything like that in the Gemara? So he leaves off with the Kasha. All right, let's see the Rashba. The Rashba similarly is troubled by this Gemara. Right? The Rashba also doesn't like this Gemara. Or is stuck. Yeah. Vim Tomer Kevin Shein Yichol L'Shomro Amai Migureshes Klal V'Tirtu B'Tosvos. Yeah, that what? Eino Yichol L'Shomro Kol Echad B'Fnei Atzmo Ela Sheshneyem Tzrichem B'Shmiraso I raise the immigration fingers. Vitzarachian, Mikol Makom. Yeah. Ogid Bey. But oh, he has another question. The Kashali, the Imkain Shneim Yachol Mashamro. Hainu Shekol Echel Mehen Yachol Mashamro. Below Shmir's Chavero. Now he has another question. And now you're going to tell me, Ein Yachol Mashamro means they can't do it alone. So Yachol Mashamro means they can do it alone. Vimkain Bezu Amayin Amigreshes. Kaven Shehu Eino Tsaruch. Bishmiroso.
That was weird.
In other words, he's completely superfluous. He's completely superfluous. If you're gonna tell me that it's, in other words, you're gonna tell me it's only no good because he's needed in her shmira. That's shneiem ein michol mashomro. Meaning, why is it no good shneiem ein michol mashomro? Because she can't have a grab on it without him. So that means that her grabbing, her taking it, is dependent on him. That's Ogud Bey. Right? So the problem is that she needs him. Oh! So then if each one can do it on their own, what's the problem? What problem does she have? She can do it completely on her own. She doesn't need him at all. So why shouldn't that be completely good? Right? That's his problem. And his answer? No answer? Yeah, he has no answer. Yeah, it's interesting. So that is his answer. He's completely stuck over there. Take a look at our old friend, the Rashash. I'll just read it to you. Our old friend, the Rashash. He mentions the Rashba's question about why is Shneim bad? Why is Shneim Yechol Mashomro no good? So listen. Yeah. So the Rashash says, V'yesh lomar Ulechorai says Kevan shash shmira ose rishus. Since the shmira is what makes rishus, Kemosha kosavnu le'el mino b'shem aran havi ki rishus shnehem. Says since shmira makes rishus, so it's worse, it's bad now that they're both able to control it. Because now it turns out that it's like both of their property. Ukemo leukimta derav kishashneim omdim bedalat amos shekol shel haget im hoye efshel tzamzim. And it would turn out to be exactly like the case of Rav, if you could do efshel tzamzim. In other words, if they could both be in the same dalat amos simultaneously, then it would be Dalit Amos Shel Shneim. So he's learning, you know, he's trying to learn like that. He's learning that the Shmira makes it like they're Rishus. That's the way he's learning. It means to say that they made like a new din. The way they're learning is like it made like a new din. Originally, we have Dalit Amos is considered Yechatzer, right? So let's take Rav. So Rav says Dalat Amos is considered Yechatzer. So that works for everybody. A man and for a woman. Right? So therefore, if a man and a woman both occupy the same Dalat Amos, they're four Amos away from each other, and they drop by parachute, right? And they landed exactly at the same time. So then they would have simultaneous equal domain over those Dalat Amos. So then we would say the get that's in that Dalat Amos is a suffix. Why? Because Dalat Amos Shel Adam is his Rishus. And this Dalat Amos has a simultaneous identity of him and her. So it makes it a suffix whether the transfer is considered complete. On one side, it's in her rishus, and in another sense, it's not. It's in his. It's still in his rishus. So that makes an indeterminable, conclusion, whether it's considered the transfer is completed or it's not, right? Because it has the identity of both of them. But so the Rashash is saying that's how he's answering the Rashba's question. He's saying it's the same thing, that now instead of Dalat Amos, we have a new din. That Shmira makes it like it's Yerushus. If you can be Shomer something, so then it's like it's in Yerushus. So now it comes out, if she can be Shomrit and he can be Shomrit, it's just like the Dalet Amos simultaneous case that we simply couldn't practically manufacture by Rav, because we said it's impossible that two people land from a by parachute at the same exact time. But over here, Shmira is not a problem. They can both have Shmira at the same time. So that's the Rosh Hashanah's answer. He's saying the Rashba is not a problem, because the Rashba's problem was learning that Shmira is a kinyan on the, like, a directly. If you're going to learn that the idea of Rabbi Yochanan is if you can be Shomer the get, then it's automatically a good get. And like the Shmira is like a Lakicha type of a thing. So then the fact that she can be Shomer completes the get, and the fact that he can be Shomer is superfluous. It doesn't do anything. It's not a reality. There's nothing there. But if you learn Shmira gets translated into like an expanded Dalet Amos concept, right? So then it'll turn out if they can both be Shomer, it's like it's both of their chutzer. And then it would be the problem of just like Rav had of Efshel Tzamtzim. It would be like the get is now in both of their rishus simultaneously. Or I should say, the get is in a rishus that is both of theirs simultaneously. Okay? So that's the Rosh Hashanah's answer. So let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva really, I mean, the Rosh Hashanah was onto something. He had a good sense for the right answer. But you need the Ritva really to open it up. Okay? So let's take a look at the Ritva. Did you get a chance to work it out? I mean, when I say the Ritva, I mean Kreskes. Right?
Boy
Kreskes. And by Kreskes, I mean what everyone has been calling the Ritva up until the Moshe Rav Kook Ritvas.
Which was when?
Which was when? Not that long ago. Okay. Okay, so listen. So the Rivas are like this. Yeah. So like this. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Karov Lo Shaninu. Right, afilu mea ama. Vi kasha lo chechi efshu de megarsha bahachi. How is this whole thing possible? How is the whole thing possible to be divorced, to have a good get 100 yards away? Yesh lomar dirabbanon tiknu kein. She yihye zoche beget bekol mokom kichatzera. So he says the Rabbanon expanded the idea of chatzera. Umishum takanos ha'agunos v'nira b'shas ha'shmad haya. So he's trying to explain the nature of the takana, the halachic properties or characteristics of the takana. They instituted a din of chotzer that's totally not on property ownership but on control. Purely on control. If it's an area of property that you can be shomer, then things in that spot are considered to be yours for the purposes of gerushin, and only for the purposes of gerushin. And why did they do it for the purposes of gerushin? Because there was a problem of agunos. And why was there a problem of agunos? It's mashma, he says, it was a time where they had shas hashmad. Or like by shas hashmad, he means like for like where they were outlawing Jewish rituals, let's say. Okay, so let's say it was a period of time where they said you're not allowed to do Jewish practices, so they wouldn't let you give a divorce. So they had to try to do things in a roundabout way that wouldn't catch the attention of others, right? I think that the Ron also mentions that. He also mentions that. Yeah. And his proof is, what's his raya? His raya is that later on in the Gemara, Shmuel says not to do it that way. That you shouldn't use this method. So how could Shmuel come along and say not to use something the Mishnah openly says is good? Right? How is that possible? Mishnah says this is good, and Shmuel says don't do it. Who is Shmuel to go against the Mishnah? Right?
Was he the ain Shas HaShmad Raya?
So he says, so Shmuel must have understood that was because of the Shas HaShmad, and because there was no Shmad anymore, they decided to not to use that method anymore. Okay. El Shmami Naki Depreciates. Valiba de Rabbi Yochanan Boi Omedes Shom. Is it Rabbi Yochanan or... So that's what she had to be there. Vayinu diktani hu yochel l'shomro zehu karov lo. V'yav pisha get karov mimeno ukigon de mafse kosel beino uvein haget. Now it doesn't go by proximity, it goes by shmira. So even though it's closer to him, it's closer to her, but if he's the one who can watch it and she can't, that's called close to him. He yichol l'shomro who ain't yichol l'shomro af pishu karov lo zeh nikra karov lo migreshes shneiem yichol l'shomro klomar kol echad vechad shmira ruuya, each one can do it on their own kevan shabal yichol l'shomro ain't a migreshes, but for some reason since the husband can watch it even though she can watch it too, it's considered ain't a migreshes. Shneim ani, it's a suffix. Shneim ani yecholim l'shomro. They got to put in. I'm missing a little. Pirish. You have in brackets, right? Ain yecholim l'shomro kol echad levado el shneim yachad, like Tosa says. Then it's oval im ani yecholim l'shomro klal amai havi suffix migareshes el shmamino kide precious v'chein pirish. Bitosos. Okay, so what's he think he's proving over here? I think he's just saying Shmamiyak is precious on the pshat of Shneim Ein Chom Shomro means that they have to be able to watch it together. Now Shneim Ein Chom Shomro must mean that they can watch it together, because if neither one could watch it at all, then why should it be a suffix migreshes? So he's just saying it has to be pshat Shneim Ein Chom Shomro has to be like Tosos, because if it means they're fully neither one can actually watch it at all, why should it be a suffix? Right? Okay, now here's the question. V'i kashalon. Yeah.
And so it must be that they both can be shomer together?
That's right.
Only when they're together?
That's right.
Okay.
V'i kashalon. Amai havi migureshes klal. Shabal tzarech b'shmiro ogid behu. So the old question now, right? V'yesh lomar. Dehalo kasha. No question. Dilo mikri ogid elakishehu birishu so. Dizoche lo mamish obisof dalar amos. De oz havi ogid bay. Vaharehu. Ki'ilu hu oches b'rosh haget. He happens to learn that way. He happens to learn that if it was in both of theirs simultaneously, it would be considered Ogid Bey too. Gemara just says Yef Shalat Samsim, but it also could have asked the question of Ogid Bey. So it means that he's learning Ogid Bey means that it still is in the rishus of the Baal. Okay. Even though it's in her rishus, it's also in the rishus of the Baal. So in other words, it has to be completely removed from his shame. Okay? Because otherwise, it's ki'ilu hu oches b'rosh haget. That's like we were saying the other day. It's like it's still in transit. Right? That's the expression, ki'ilu hu oches b'rosh haget. If you're going to have any simultaneous identity of him and her, so then that's captures like that transitional stage, and then it's like my demonstration yesterday, it's like he's handing it over and he's still grabbing on and she's grabbing on, so that's Ogid Bey. Okay, Remember we did in Bab Metzia that if I give it to you and you hold on to it, so you're kona what you hold on to. So really by regular kinyan that would be good. I can give you my I can make a kinyan on the three etzbos of the corner of my jacket. And if you hold on to it, you'll be kona those three etzbos. Because in regular mekach u'memkar, whatever your oches is yours, right? But by gittin, it's not good, because since I'm still holding one end, then the get as a cheftza is still considered tied to me, all right? Still considered like it's related back to me. So the get has to be priestess, that it's something that is completely removed from rishus of the baal. It's not enough that it's in her rishus; it has to be completely removed from the baal's rishus. Okay, so that's the case of when it's in the dalet amos of each, right here. Avokan kevan sheyotza chutz l'rishuso lo mikri agadei, but it's not in his rishus anymore. That's why it's not agadei, because agad would be no get. Ulekach havi suffik migureshus. Why? What's the suffik? If it's not in his rishus anymore, so it should be a good gerushin. What's the suffik? Okay. Listen to this. This is just a brilliant, ingenious idea here. Dilidida hu ditikin rabbanan ditizke la oso makom. The Kreskis just says like the clearest thing. That's just like it's a davar pashut. Once he says it, it's a davar pashut. What does he say? What's his big breakthrough over here? Take Tosa's question. Tosa's question, the Rashba's question. The Rashba says if he can watch it and she can watch it, then it's like it's in both of their rishos. Right? Then it's like it's in both of their rishos. So, I'm sorry. The Rashba says, that's what the Rashash was saying, right? That if he can watch it and she can watch it, then it's like it's in both of their rishos. What is the Ritva saying? Yeah, that was the Ritva saying like this. What was the takana of Agunos? The takana of Agunos was that in order for a woman to be able to be kona her get, we're going to give her a chatzer of shmira. They didn't give him a chatzer of shmira. For the takana over here was that a woman should have a chatzer of shmira for receiving a get, not that a man should have a chatzer of shmira. So when he throws it to her, and he can watch it, and she can watch it, that doesn't mean like the Rashash is wrong. It doesn't mean it's like it's in both of their Rashios now. And it's like, Migresh and Ingresh, like it was really in both of their Dalet Amos. Both of their Dalet Amos is an absolute concept. That's an intrinsic idea of Kinyan in general. So you'll say, if they have overlapping Dalet Amos, then it's considered like it's in his and her rishus at the same time. Right? But the takana of Rabbi Yochanan's idea of the takana was that in order to facilitate gerushin, they gave a new idea of shmira as a kinyan chatzer. But who did they give that to? Only to the woman. Why would they give it to the man? He doesn't need a kinyan chatzer of shmira to be makne get, right?
Doesn't he need to be able to relinquish it?
So he throws it. He takes it. He throws it, and it lands in an area that she's able to be shomer, right? So the fact that she's able to be shomer the get fulfills the requirement. It fulfills the idea of the takana that her shmira is like a chatzer, and the fact that he can be shomer is irrelevant. They didn't give him that chatzer. Okay? So therefore, you can't say that it's simultaneously in both of their rishios. Because the rishus only comes from this takana. The whole idea of a rishus of shmira is only from this takana. Why would the chachamim give him this type of rishus? It makes no sense. What benefit would that have in facilitating gerushin? None. Okay? Ovalo rishuso shelohu klal. It's not his rishus at all. Oh, so then what's the problem? So what's the problem then? Right? Then what's the suffix? Vahainu de mesafkalon baha milsa Now this is our topic. Avabita takansa the rabbanon he mishum de ihu vadai hecha shehu eina yachol l'shomro klal v'hi yachol l'shomro shmir pechusa havi migureshes. Now what? If he can't be shomer at all, and he's a, and she's able to do a very inferior kind of a shmira, it would definitely be good. And that's also called karov la. So what would that mean? What would that mean? A shmira pechusa. Okay. Oval kan kaven shehein shoven bidovar. Shema Rabbonan lo takinu b'gai gavna. Maybe the Rabbonan didn't make the takana in this case. Dehalo minkar ditihavi hai chatzera tzvei mechatzero. V'asila meymar dafila b'chotzer shoshneim gamkein misgareshes.
When is it gamkein? Is that also... Gam Kain Migareshes is also Eina Migareshes? Also
No. Because he's learning a whole different shot. He's learning what is the suffix here when they say it's Migureshes Veina Migureshes. What is the suffix? Why is it Migureshes Veina Migureshes? He's saying it's not a suffix like we were dealing with up till now. It's not a suffix of Mitzius, of like something that's impossible to establish Al Pi Svara. He's saying it's a straight regular suffix. Simply was a suffix in the Takana itself. Did they make a Takana in a case where they're equally situated? Why not? In other words, he's saying like this. What's that?
Because they're equally situated.
So what? In other words, he's saying like this. If, he's saying, Al-Pi Svara, the Takana is that she has a Chatzir of Shmira. And there's no sense to give him a Chatzir of Shmira. There's no sense in that. So, if she can guard it and he can also guard it, why should it be a problem? It's not in both of their rishos. Okay? So he said, no. The Mishnah was mesupik like this. Maybe it's true that if the takana were in place, it would definitely be a gerushin. But maybe the Rabbanan didn't institute their takana in a situation where it appears to the observer like they both have the same equal claim on that get. Because then the person might make a mistake and say this whole thing is a din chatzer, and we see that when they're equal, it's still good. So even if it was their joint chatzer, it would be good. But if it were their joint chatzer, that would definitely be a problem of Agud Day.
Right.
Let's say they. Now, as he's saying, it's a question. It's a suffix. Did they make the takana in a situation where even though al pi takana it would be completely hers and he would have no shaychus to it and it would be good, but because of the theory of the takana, meaning to say it's an idea that they gave her a din chotzer through shmira, therefore an average person might look at it and come to a takala. What would the takala be? He'll make an analogy. He'll say, just like shmira is a din of chotzer, and when they both are able to be shomer, it's good. He'll think that's because a chotzer shoshneim is a good vehicle for gerushin. When in fact, it's only because when he can be shomer it, when she can be shomer it, and he can also be shomer it, there's no takana that it's his chotzer. So that's the way he's understanding it. That it really is a din of it's a din of chatzer, and the suffix has to do with whether they made a takana or not. See, everyone else is looking for a suffix in the workings of the takana. But he says, why should there be a suffix in the workings of the takana? Why would they institute the takana and give him a chatzer of shmira? Doesn't make sense. So then you have to say the whole suffix only is, did they make the takana in a situation where it's analogous to a true chatzer, and therefore would make people make a mistake. So just to round it out, let's just go review the shittas of here. So, and what's causing their trouble? Okay, so the Ramban is learning what? The Ramban is learning. Once again, the Ramban's question was why it's not Ogid Bey if they both can be Shomerit. If they both can be Shomerit. Did the Ritva answer that question? You see, the thing is, you have to understand what he means by a Shmir Pechusa. Because he's trying to answer both of them with the same answer, no? Kan kevin sheshneihem shehein shovin shemer abanan lo takinu b'kai gavna. Yeah. But what does he mean, lo takinu b'kai gavna? He's learning that if they made the takana, it would be good in both cases. And if there was no takana, then it's good in neither case. The only question is, was there a takana? So I understand why it's good if he can watch it and she can watch it, because we don't care about him. But why would it be good if they made the takana if shneihem yicholim l'shomro? If you need both of them to watch it?
What was it, sorry?
Why would it be considered good if they can both watch it?
But otherwise they couldn't both watch it, right? There would be no circumstances they could watch it.
In other words, there's three cases. Neither one of them can watch it. That's definitely nothing to talk about. They're both needed to watch it. And they each can watch it on their own. So he sounds like he's learning in the case where they both are needed to watch it, or they each can do it on their own, if the takana existed, it would be good. He's not bothered by the idea that he's needed to watch it. You understand? But why should that be good if he's needed for her to watch it? So listen to this. The Marshal, if you look on the side of Tosis, look at the Marshal. So the Marshal has an interesting case. Listen to this case. He says, let's say, Bifnei Atzma, Eina Yechol L'Shomro. Let's say she can't watch it on her own. Ella Im Acher. She needs somebody else to help her watch it. Okay? Vehu Yechol L'Shomro Bifnei Atzma. But he could do it on his own. Okay? That would also be no good. Right? So that just opens up a certain idea. In other words, our case would be like this. He's saying, and on the converse, let's say she can watch it with somebody else's help. It's mashma, that's what he means by Shmir Bechusa. Shmir Bechusa means she can't do it on her own, but she can do it with somebody else's help.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's the trick. If the Baal is the somebody else, it shouldn't make a difference. Since he has no Shmira, since he has no Chatzir of Shmira, it's not going to be both of their Chatzir. The only Takana was that her Shmira will be good. Okay. So what's the difference if it's her Shmira that does all of the Shmira, or if it's her Shmira that does the last 50% of the Shmira? What's the difference? Sof kol sof, her Shmira is necessary for the Shmira of the get. So the Ritva is really saying that in either case it would be good. Because as long as you negate the Baal from the equation, because there's no idea of it's the Baal's Chatzir if he's watching it, he's just like anybody else, he's just like a fence. He's just like another thing. So then you wouldn't say, well, if there's a fence around it and she can watch it because of the fence, that's not good because she's not... No, of course. That's how she completes her Shmira. So what if she gets another guy to help her complete her Shmira? That would also be a good Shmira. So who cares that it's the husband? Nobody cares that it's the husband. So that's why the Ritva says, since the husband has no... Since they didn't give a takana that whoever is Shomer has the chatzer, They didn't make a takana. Whoever's able to be shomer a space, it's his chatzer. They said specifically, if an isha is yechola l'shomra, then it's hers l'shem gittin. They didn't say universally, whoever is able to be shomer a spot, it's theirs l'shem anything. They said, if she can be shomer a spot, it's hers l'shem gittin. We don't care if it takes another person's help, because nobody else is Ole in this equation. We just only look at her. So therefore, if she had her best friend help me watch this field, that would be good, like the Marshal implies. So what's the difference if it's her and her husband? So Shneim Yecholim L'Shomra and Shneim Einim Yecholim L'Shomra should both be a good get. You understand?
Yeah.
The only reason the Ritva says it's not is because of this question that since they're both equal, a person will make a mistake and say, in any Kinyan Chotzer where they're both equal, it's good. And they'll come to think, even on a true Shutfus, it would be good, and that would definitely be no good. Why? Because there the husband really does own the property. It only works here because the Takana doesn't give him any bailus. You understand? It's a great answer. Why is it not Agud Bey? Because Agud Bey is a din is when it's in his Rishus. Now, where does Rishus come from in this whole case? From Shmira, the Takana of Shmira. Who did they make the Takana of Shmira for and by? Her. So his Shmira doesn't give him any din chatzir. The only thing that gives a din chatzir is her Shmira. So now it's not considered in his Rishus at all. He's just considered like the fence that's helping her Shmira give her the chatzir. But it doesn't have a shame of his chatzir as well. So that's the big machlokas though in the Rishonim. The other Rishonim are learning that there's some idea of a more universal mechanism, Lagabe Gerishin. And that's why they are stuck. Because they're learning if he and she are participating, then they're equal within this very takana. And the Ritva is saying, no, that's a mistake. There's no idea that the effects of the takana are going to be caused by anything other than her. So whatever he does is not Ola in the takana. And the Ramban is saying, look, I don't understand. Did they make a takana that Shmira is considered Rishus Lagabe Gerishin? Oh, so then if they're both having Shmira, then they both have the Rishus. Then it's Agud Bey. But the Ritva says, no, that's not what they did. They made a very specific takana that for a woman who shomer her makom, it's a kinyan, it's a chatzir for her. They didn't say universally Shmira gives Rishus. And then the Rashba goes even further, and he says, they don't learn Agud Bey. The Rashba's second question is because they don't learn Agud Bey when it's completely in both of their Rishus. So he doesn't learn that's Agud Bey at all. But it's tough. The Ramban is tough. It was conceptually they held that it's funny because it wouldn't work by other kinyanim. So for the Ish, what Shaychus does he have to Kinyan get? He's not doing a Kinyan get. So for him, why is a Shmira anything? But they want to say like this. They're learning that whoever is necessary for Shmiras HaGet is considered... They're learning that they redefined chotzer legabe gerishin, and therefore it will equally apply to the nosein and the mekabel, not just the din of the nosein of the mekabel. I mean, but it's difficult. It's difficult. What kind of an idea that is? But the thing is, they don't want to learn. You have to realize they don't want to learn Suffolk over here. They want to learn mechza. Mechza means an equal positive thing. Two equal positive things, not simply a Suffolk in something. The Ritva is going to have to be satisfied in learning mechza. Mechza, according to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't really mean mechzla mechzla like we were saying the other day. So those are the problems on each side. Okay.